Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed.
How you doing, big dog?
Oh, what's up with the L Boogie? Boogie down. Still in the land, I see. I was able to touch back down out here in AZ, man. And, you know, ready for a hot popping show, man. It's Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying? Can't wait. Got a lot of hot information, a lot of hot topics to talk about. Get on the show, get ready to get with it. And, you know, let's get to it, L Boogie. What's going on down there where you at, man? How's everything going?
Oh, man, everything going sweet, man. You know, it's hot, and I mean literally. Everybody's talking about this Andrew Bynum situation. I mean, I'm sorry, bro, we beat you out, but, you know, hey, that's the way the ball bounce sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good old Andrew Bynum. We'll see. We'll see what he does down there. Y'all gave that one-year contract. We're going to see what he do.
Yeah. So I just want to ask you, was it a good move by the Cavs or was it a waste of time?
Congratulations, Cleveland. You wanted to do something to shake up the league this year and put your name out there to make the basketball world, you know, look to see that you're really doing something this offseason. And I'm happy for the Cleveland Cavaliers and Andrew Bynum. I thought that Dallas was going to have a good shot of getting it, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, this league is a tricky game, and, you know, if you got the right agent, you can get that money. And I think that Andrew Bynum went to the place where he could get the most money, and, you know, I hope the best for him. And, you know, Cleveland's not bad. If you look from what has happened from the draft all the way up to what they've done up until this point, I get those guys, you know, a B plus or A minus for the way they're handling their situation, their offseason this season. So, you know, big up to Cleveland.
Okay.
Andrew Bynum, get it in. I hope everything goes well for you. And hopefully you play more games in Cleveland than you did in Philadelphia.
Wow. I don't know, man. People keep telling me it was a great move, and you know, but like one of my cousins, man, they, man, $6 million is $6 million, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I mean, like someone just said, you know, we in the streets, man, and you know, we gonna holler at if he calls in. You know, they be capping, but you know what I'm saying? I just talked to your man, to them, the Green Eye Bandit. And he just, you know what I'm saying, which was true, it might just be a better fit, not just the money, because, you know, he had his best season with Mike Brown as the coach. You know, he's built around some young guys that, when in doubt, throw it down to the big guy. So it might be a better fit, whereas he's in, you know, Dallas, and he might be, you know what I mean, second fiddle to Dirty Dirt. So
any team that he would have went to right about now, he would have been, you know, second best. You know what I mean? Yes, he, you know, we all know that you can't teach 7 feet. And, you know, lucky for him that he's a nice 7-footer who's agile, got great footwork. But, you know, yeah, it's just a great fit for Cleveland to have him over there. I'm not going to take away and say that he would have took anything away from Dirk, you know what I mean? But or Dirk take anything away from him. Cleveland just, you know, they went out and they shopped the best. They shopped the hardest for this guy. And they got what they wanted, you know. It was up in the air for a minute. You know, we had the show last week. We thought for sure that he would be closer to going to Dallas. But then, you know, Cleveland just had one more session, and they showed that they were more interested in him than the other two teams that were after him. So, you know, big ups to Cleveland, and I hope Andrew Bynum, like I say, can really play more games in Cleveland than he did in Philadelphia, because he's not a bad talent. We just need him on the floor.
He's B.O.B., a bag of bones. I would have gave him a football contract. Every 20 games, I give you $1 million. I would have gave him a football contract, but I guess the contract that he has right now is equivalent to a football contract with a lot of incentives. He gets $6 million guaranteed, and whatever he does well, they'll pay him out. So, like I said, was it a waste of time? We will see. Callers, if you want to chirp in and roll tonight, I'm walking the block, man. Huff Avenue, man. I'm walking the projects, and as I'm walking, man, doing it, come on, I'm going to get some guys. Now we're going to get their intake on it, man. We're going to see what do they think about some of these issues we're talking about, and also make sure we go to our regular callers in the asylum, man. We go. It's hot. For real. Man, the popo was out earlier. Man, they almost arrested my cousin, man, for not having a license, man. Chucky Bull, man. He almost went to jail today. Your speech is talking, baby.
Right. You know what I mean? Gotta keep your L's in shape. You know what I'm saying? Gotta keep the license straight. You never want to be wrapped up in the system. You can get lost like you get lost in the asylum. So don't get stuck.
Oh, man. Don't get stuck. For real. What's up with your boy Monte Ellis? I heard about Monte.
Big news coming out of Dallas, man. You know, we lost a lot of pieces to our puzzle, but yet looks like Mark Cuban is trying to put those pieces together, man. And today we signed Monte Ellis to a 3-year deal. His deal is a football deal because his options are way open. And depending on how he plays, he could get, the 3-year for $30 million, so make $10 million a year. But he has to meet the credentials or the criteria that's in his contract for the Dallas Mavericks. So we'll see what it is. I think it's a great move. We lost a good guy in O.J. Mayo, who I thought was a great fit for the Dallas Mavericks. But, we lost him, and so we're pulling in Monte Ellis, which I think is a little bit better than O.J. Mayo at that position. You know, Monte Ellis he's a killer. He can get you 40, but then again, you know, he's one of those guys who got to have his shots. But I'll take it. I will take Monte Ellis any day of the week. I think it's a great fit for the Dallas Mavericks. What you think?
Monte Ellis. He needs to be playing over in Spain somewhere when they do the boot. When you know he does the Ole. He plays no D.
Well,
so
he's
just
to the right
painting
place,
to play offense.
You know, Dallas, we don't play D. We got lucky one year and won a championship a couple years ago, but it ain't ever been no D in Dallas.
and the D does not stand for defense, huh?
Right, man. You know, man, hey. And, you know, back in the day, you know, in 2006 when we lost to the Miami Heat when we were pretty good, you know, they were calling Dirk Irk. Where's the D in Dirk? Because he didn't play any D. But, you know, we got lucky with Tyson Chandler being our centerpiece when we won our championship. And, you know, I don't see us having that defensive mold again like we had in 2011. So, you know, hopefully Mark Cuban will be able to pull some more strings out of his back pocket. I know he tried hard to get Andrew Bynum, but, you know, Monte Ellis ain't too far off, man. I'll take Monte Ellis. We just need size in the middle, man. Got to help Dirk out. Dirk can't play center. He can't stick all these big dudes, you know what I'm saying? Dirk got just gives
Trent,
you the business. Yo.
Trent, as my man Teddy Pendergrass used to say, I think it's time to let it go.
Hey, man.
It's time to trade Dirk, man.
Hey, if
it's
for the best.
It's time to trade old Dirk, man.
Man, look, man, you can't just give away my guy, man. Dirk got to stay with Dallas. You know, him and Mark Cuban are tied from the beginning to the end. When Mark Cuban first bought the Mavericks, the first person he went to go see was a young German by the name of Dirk Nowitzki. So I don't think Dirk's really going anywhere. You just got to let him ride it out, man, because he don't deserve to put on another uniform, man. He's a Dallas Maverick for life, like Kobe is a Laker for life. He just can't let it go, dog.
One of my young guys just pulled up on me, bro.
Oh, that's what's up.
You hear the music in the background, man. I'm telling you, I'm literally in the streets, man. I got my man Chill right here. Hold on, Chill, say what's up to the world. Say what's up, Chuck.
What's up?
That's what's up, Chuck. Welcome to the streets of talking, baby. You're on the live.
You're
on
the
air live, baby.
You're on the line. You're on the air live. It's live radio right here. Yeah, he plays basketball, bro. Very good ball player.
Oh, that's what's up.
What do you think about the signing of Andrew Bynum?
I think that's a good pickup, man. I think that's a very good pickup. Because they need a big man down there. Andy can't do it all this year.
How many games do you predict Cleveland to win?
I predict a good 35 to 40 games.
In the East, that'll get you in the playoffs. So you saying Cleveland gonna make the playoffs this year?
Yeah, AC.
Okay, I'll take that. That means you're gonna be facing the Miami Heat. What you gonna do with the Miami Heat?
I say the Pacers gonna put them out this year again. Then the Granger back.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure that'll be like second or third round. So, but we'll see. Basketball is long, far away from now. And, you know, what about the Cleveland Browns? Football season about to start. What's up with the Cleveland Browns?
They wishy-washy, man. I think, let me see. I say they ain't got a possible going to the playoffs. I ain't going to say they is. They got a possible.
Okay. Well, I feel you on that, man. I like the info you gave me. And, you know, I know the L Boogie down there walking the streets, man. You keep my boy safe out there, man. And Chuck, man, you know, like L Boogie would always say, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is, man. And if you know anybody out there, man, young talent, anybody out there, man, that like to get it in, if they think they got a freestyle flow, man, tell them to check us out, man. We always on the line. We like to hear from them on Friday, Freestyle Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it.
That's what's up, man. You're always welcome to check in with us, man. L Boogie and your boy T-Row from the streets is talking, man. So, you know, big ups to you, man. And like I say, get back on that corner, man, and hold that stop sign up. You know what I'm saying? That's how the streets do it.
No doubt, Ro. I'm telling you, man, I'm literally walking the block, man.
That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. You got to get it in, baby. We in the streets, baby. That's how we do it.
Now let me ask you this, Ro. The streets is talking, and Carmelo Anthony has opened his mouth up saying that he wants to trade for Rajon Rondo.
Wow.
If you're Raymond Fat Felton, how do you feel about that?
And just like he felt when he was in Denver. Once again, hearing his main guy talk about wanting to leave another city. Yeah, it's just getting ridiculous, man. These guys won't play musical chairs and go here and go there. You know, you're already making hundreds of millions of dollars, man, and you still want to pick and choose where you want to play. This shit is getting ridiculous, L Boogie. I don't know what's wrong with these guys. All this money in the world. And you know what's funny is that the players who are actually calling out where they want to go got the best agents in the world. So the agents are going to do, of course, what the people tell them to do, because they're getting paid by these high profile athletes. So if the agent doesn't do what the worker says, then you know the agent's job is in jeopardy. So with these guys being able to call the shots like they're doing right now, it's just getting out of hand, man. Stay where you are. You wanted to be where you are now. What makes you want to leave now? What makes you want to leave because of all the things that are happening now? It doesn't make sense. New York is a good team. They just, Carmelo, come on, man. I don't like that.
I'm with Carmelo.
Oh,
he needs to get Rondo in there. Are you kidding me? Yeah, make rumblings. Maybe he'll get in shape. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
You
didn't hear
Rondo.
That, did you? Oh, man. I just almost got hit with a bottle of Coors. I'm on the block, bro. You ain't even know. You heard me just say, oh, man, we on the block, baby. I'm telling you, man, we on the block. I'm surprised they ain't got the Wild Irish Rose out here like it's 75.
Looking for that Wild Irish.
Man, but Rondo in New York, I ain't with that. I hope that motivated Raymond Fat Felton to get in shape, to come back in, because remember, Raymond, everybody hates Raymond. Everybody don't love Raymond. You know the show. Get it together, Raymond.
He too fat for the city.
Oh, man, you know he needs to start going to Zumba classes, man.
Yeah. You get Rondo over there, and you might be able to shake up the league a little bit, but I don't really see that happening. Rondo is going to be the cause of that happening. And we'll see. I mean, we all know what kind of attitude Rondo has. So, yeah, Ray John, don't lose your mind, baby. You belong in Boston. Don't leave because everybody else left.
Man, you can tweet us. You can tweet me at LBoogie15. You can get at us at www.blogtalkradio.com. The streets is talking with a zero, and that's not a typo. Man, shout out to Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center, man. My man Anthony Carmen, man. Carl DeBragg, man. Bello, little DJ, man. Vaughn, Mr. Nice, man. It's going down, man. Dave Ells, you know, Smooth, Ty. Man, it's frenzy. When we come back, we're going to holler. We're going to get in the asylum, bro. I got to get a couple cars to call in from the block. We're going to see what their reaction is. Oh! Not the frenzy dominant nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, nigga. I don't sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang. I'll go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything. Now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 4-9-11 with the Gabby top. The all gold scale, my magic box. Got the song, my neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the arm, my neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. God damn, I'm turned up. Think the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. Counselor, pop the Molly, I'm guessing. Woo!
it, I'm catching. Woo! 223 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All gold like Montana. Tony holds all in my phantom. Ronnie, young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn. Young
gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Even all on my hat. Snakeskin all on my hat. Hit you got all my chains on, so that's gold all on her. All of my watch.
Watch,
so big it's like a clock.
Yeah.
Some people wear fox fur on a source cover. I wore fox.
Damn.
This for all the DJs that got this on replay. Yeah, I celebrate on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, hold back to have a ventilate. I owe a one. We did a 68. I say, how, my nigga? Them ain't red bottoms, top bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on loud, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here. I spell south with a L. L stand for fuck y'all if you ain't fucking with my set. Fuck with me and I'm bustin'. Fuck with me and I'm bustin'. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stuntin'. Damn right, I'm stylin'. Just got a girl chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she droppin'. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too. I got killers watchin', niggas watchin'.
What the deal? The streets is talking. We back in the asylum. 347-855-8896. I want to give another shout out, man, to my girl Zara, man. Zara Cockfield, bro. She got her own sports talk show. Guess what it's called, bro?
What it's called, baby?
It's called Miss Sporty Pants, man. It's called, it's the ladies' locker room. You got to check it out, man. 1 to 3 Eastern time, man.
Static.com
radio, man.
Yeah,
in the morning, I'm
going to
be on there, man. 1 o'clock, 1 p.m., I'm on.
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking
about.
I'm in the studio tomorrow.
We got to show support on to the ladies' locker room, dog. We got to get in there, you know what I mean?
And you already know, because guess what I did? I told a friend to told a friend, and they told a girlfriend.
And told a girlfriend. Boy, you worked that stuff special, boy, I tell you. That's cold.
Guess what, Ro? Guess what, Ro? I'm in C-Town right now, live at my, this the corner store where it go down, man. C-Town, shout out to C-Town. The world just heard the shout out to C-Town Delicatessen, man. Yeah, it's going down. Man, you know, we had to stop in to get some paraphernalia, man. You know, it's Friday night, baby.
Switches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out, man, to El Boogie. I want to give a shout-out to the D, man. You know, I was down there over the weekend, man, seeing all my people's brother got married and everything, so we all know that story. But, you know, man, you know, we passed the information along, man. We got a lot of callers in this file, man. It's hot. Where you from? Where I'm from? So I think, man, we should just jump on into the asylum because we still got to get to Freestyle Friday, man. And so what I want to do, man, I want to bring in a first-time caller, man, and we're going to see what they want to talk about because they did mention that they want to talk about what you mentioned on the last topic about Rondo coming to New York. So what we're going to do, we're going to jump right on in and try to see what our caller is talking about and how they feel. So, hey, caller, welcome to the Streets is Talking. You on with L Boogie and T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, man, this is Lil Boo, man, from the 5,000 block, North Park, Texas, man. What's up with it, T-Ro? L Boogie, what's up?
Oh, Lil Boo, what's up with the pimp? How you feel?
Oh, man, it's all good. You know how it is.
That's what it is.
What's the deal down there in the D, baby?
Oh, man, the weather is hot, man. We trying to stay in the AC out around here.
That's
oh, yeah.
What's up. Now, before the commercial came on, we were on the topic about Rajon Rondo has excited Carmelo Anthony to where he wants Rajon Rondo to come on down to New York and get busy. What do you think about this information? Do you think Rondo should leave Boston to come to New York? Or what's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts is this, T-Row, man. I think that it's all good, man, because, you know, I'm going to take you back here first. It really started with the Lakers and the Paul Gasol and the Artest, and they got back-to-back championships. Then LeBron said he wants to set himself in South Beach. They got back-to-back championships. So the game has been involved a little bit. It ain't, you know, people like us say, shit, well, Michael Jordan stayed there, got him a ring, you know, people stayed there, got him a ring, teams came around and built. But the fact is that the game hasn't changed. Niggas want to get together and they want to win them some rings. And I don't see nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't knock it, but I say go for it. If that's what's better for you and you want to win a ring, you think you got a shot at winning that ring, Rondo, take your ass home to New York, big city New York, get your ring.
Right. Now, if he
goes,
we all know Boston is in a rebuilding point, and Rajon Rondo would be the key piece to trying to mold the new guys that are coming into Boston. Do you think that Boston should keep Rondo, or do you think they should just let him go? We talked about the New York side. Now, let's talk about the Boston side. Should Boston let him go?
Well, you know, Boston, you know, he's too much of a valuable asset to Boston. They're not just going to want to let him go. But, that's the point. They ain't going to want to let him go, but I don't, even though being around the new guys and coming up with the new guys, I think he'll be old before they even start to, you know, even mature and start winning and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So if he want a chance at going back to that glory, he might as well need to go on to New York or somewhere where he's going to be able to have a chance to have that glory again.
Already. L Boogie, you got some questions for the caller?
I just want to ask one question. If you're the GM of Boston or New York,
right?
What do you give up if you're in New York to get Rondo over there? Do you give up a first rounder? Do you give up 2 second rounders? What do you do?
If I'm a GM in New York, I'm going to go ahead and let that start of my go, and I let Felton go too.
And a first round draft pick.
And a first round draft picks, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's
he brings too much, brings too much to the team. You got Rondo, you know, you got automatic, you know, you got one of the premier point guards in the league, if not the best point guard. When healthy.
Man. Now, if you're Boston, are you tanking the season on purpose to try to get into this lottery situation? They're saying that the next year coming up is a very important draft, like it was with that LeBron class. Do you tank the season to try to get Wick?
Yeah. You have to take it and try because it is a lot of good players coming out. You know what I mean? So yeah, you would take it and see.
Man, the streets is talking, bro. They talking up in Dallas, man. The streets is talking. Bro,
hello?
You there with me?
No,
I'm with you.
He with you?
Oh, man, they got him in Phoenix, man. The line, I think the dust storm got him out there, man.
Oh, no, you know we on the line. It's just a lot of people in the asylum. They shaking the gate, L Boogie. I got to keep them all, you know. You know how I do. I keep the lock on swole. I'm about to start busting them
man.
In the deep gap. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt. Now I didn't migrate. I went from 89th and Huff. Now I'm on 90th and Huff. We going to walk the projects and get down to 93rd and Huff. Man, the streets is hot, man. Hey, yo, Marla, you need to call this show, baby.
Hey, yo, boo, you gonna hear something from the Freestyle Friday for us?
It's going to be a Huff Freestyle Friday,
man.
Baby. Call the show.
It's a move in a minute anyway. I'm going to have to catch you on the next one or the next one.
Let me call this number.
Okay. That's what it is. Well, boo, we appreciate the love,
yeah.
Man. The style is so hot, man. We got to keep it moving. And, you know, man, like L Boogie say, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Boogie, I love how you in them streets, man. You stay in them streets moving.
Yeah, that's
oh, man, no
street.
Doubt.
Oh, yeah, oh, buddy. Hey, we're going to keep it moving in the asylum, L Boogie. And as a matter of fact, we're going to go to your town. We're going to go out there to C-Town. We got a first-time call on the line, and you know he want to get out of L Boogie and tell us what he think about the show. And, hey, caller, you welcome to the streets is talking. You on with L Boogie and your boy T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from?
Cleveland. What's up?
What's your name?
It's my T.O. Dre, so sorry, Lee, put up.
What the deal, Dre? What the deal, baby?
What's up? What's up, baby?
Oh, man. Hey, listen to this, bro. You're going to tear the Freestyle Friday up tonight.
Oh,
that's a special
I'm
caller.
About.
He
oh,
like LeBron James of the rap game in Cleveland, man. That's Dre right there. We got Dre in here. He got a mixtape. Oh, man, he cold. But before we get off, before we get you on hold for later on in the show, Dre, I gotta ask you a question.
What's up,
what do you
what's
think
up,
about this? What do you think about this Andrew Bynum pickup? And was he worth it, or was it just a waste of time?
I don't know. What if he was playing possum? I mean, he been resting the leg for a whole year now. I mean, you never
that's
know.
That's a good
no,
word for
it.
He's been playing possum.
He might. You know what I mean? He might want to go to Cleary Clinic. You know we got the best doctors in the world.
The streets is talking. You right about that?
Hey, me. Check this out, though, Meeks. Listen, you hear me, big dog?
I'm listening.
Don't talk to me about Kobe. Talk to me about Kyrie. That's what we're talking on this side right now. We live on one side. We wait for you to swing this way. And you know what I mean? We talk that so savvy shit, but besides all of that, though, with or without Bynum and all that shit, we still going to the playoffs. Straight like that.
Well, you know I love you. And we're going to swing around in about 20 minutes over there. What block you on 105?
We right here on Hampton, on East 105th Street in Hampton, right here, man. We up here posting,
oh,
man. Streets is talking, man.
About time we start the freestyle, I'm on 105 in Hampton. But let me tell you this about Kyrie Irving, and I hope 10-5 listening. Kyrie Irving is
okay,
a bag of bones. He's B.O.B.
Right.
He can't play 80 games a year. You're the number one first draft pick. Man, if he don't play 80 games this year, I'm riding him off. I'm not exercising the option. What good are you with for 30 games on the bench? In street clothes. Irving. I know they sucking you dry in the strip club. I know it's Cleveland. You got to get right.
It happens. Trust me.
And listen
me.
To this. Dion, he's serving me waiters. He better stop
Yo,
going
yeah,
for
I'm
30 and get in with Kyrie, man.
So, how you feel about Jared Jack coming behind Kyrie? So, you said Kyrie got pressure on him because they got Jared Jack over there now. That's what you were telling me earlier.
No question. Oh. He better make sure he plays some games because if he don't do right, Jerry going to be jacking.
He definitely going to do that. Hey, Montego Dre, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. I know you're going to get in on the Freestyle Friday, man, so whatever you do, don't hang up, man. Freestyle Friday is right around the corner. So hold the line. The asylum is hot. We got some more callers to jump to, and we'll get at you in just a minute. So don't hang up. Hold the line for us.
We're going to walk through and come back.
That's what's up. Walk down to the block, come back. Something. You know what it is.
Hey, Dre, I'll be over that way in a minute, man. Hey, listen to this, world. I'm going to be standing right next to Dre while he do the Freestyle Friday later in the show, man. My Tico Dre, man.
You going to make it round, L Boogie?
Oh, man, you already know, man.
Well, L Boogie, while you making your rounds, man, you know the asylum is super hot, man. We gonna keep it moving and keep it like we do, man. Like you, like you big dogging it in the street. Say, man, we're going to take it out to the D one more time, man. You know how when you growing up, man, you got people that look out for you because, you know, you got the people who got your back all the way around. I got one of first-time caller on the line, man. We're going to jump right to it, man. And I'm going to let him introduce himself. Hey, caller, welcome to the Streets of Talking. It's your boy L Boogie and your boy T-Row. What's your name and where you're calling from, caller? Hello, caller, are you there?
No, you did?
Yo, TD, you on
what's
the line?
Up, man?
Hey, what's your name and where you calling from?
Dude, it's TD, man, out of Dallas, man. What's up with it?
That's what's up. That's my main man, TD, L Boogie. Grew up with a partner, you know what I'm saying? Kept a great lookout on your boy when he was coming up in the
league.
You know
what's up
saying?
With it, man?
What's the deal, TD? And I know that the TD stands for Top Dog, man. You mentioned my man's over there, man. We appreciate you in the asylum.
Say, man, that's what's up, man. I appreciate you boys getting me on, man. Hey, let me tell you something right quick, man. You boys doing it big, man. My boy Trent came down here, man, and shit. T-Row, as y'all know him. But, man, he put it down, man, told us all about it, man. And I'll be damned if I ain't jump on here and you boys is lacing this thing up, man.
Tried to tell you, man, we keep it in the streets, TD. You know,
I mean,
y'all, where we come from, we keep it in the streets. We didn't do nothing else.
Yeah.
So,
say, man, we held a block, man. We fed them blocks, man.
Oh, man, we appreciate it.
Without a doubt, hey. Man. Let's talk a little sports right quick, man. Shit, I know y'all got the news. I heard y'all talking about the Mavs and everything, man. My first thought is, I'm not a Dallin Burke fan, man. Dallin Burke can go to hell fucking with me, man. I'm just going to be real trill with you boys, man.
Dallin
Burke is a 6-6 player. Why we going to spend some money on that? I know everybody's saying you need a center. Say, man, Dallin Burke ain't the man. I'm telling you. You're wasting money fucking with him.
So the Mavs went out and got Samuel Dallenberg.
They talking right now. It ain't for a whole bunch of money, but, I mean, just on my roster, man. You know, I don't even need him on the roster, man.
Thank you. We can have that, TD.
What do you think about DeMonte Ellis pickup, TD?
Solid pick, man. Shoot, you got to. That's 18 points a game, man.
Thank you.
That's what that is. Well, I don't know if y'all got the news yet over there, man. But, shit, I top draft pick, which he wasn't going to get a whole lot of playing time. But, shit, our rookie guard, we just picked him up, man. Shane Larkin.
Right.
Broken ankle.
Already?
Just happened, man, in practice, man.
Yeah.
In the summer league.
Yeah,
wow,
they was on their way to the summer league, Tim. They was on their way to Vegas.
And he broke his ankle before he got
broke
off.
Broke his ankle the last practice before they went to before they boarded the flight, man. So
I hate
to
tell you, TD. You got a B.O.B., man. You got a bag of bones, man.
You think so?
I hope not, because I got to put up with
even started. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you something, okay, folks. How is 18 points a game bag of balls, man?
Hey, man.
No, I said
Larkins.
Oh, yeah.
I said
Larkins.
Larkins is a bag of balls before it got started. And listen to this.
Yeah.
I hate to tell
like
you this.
You said with Kyrie. I just heard you say that about Kyrie, too, huh?
Yeah.
And listen to this. When you become a bag of balls in any league, it's hard to get your body back together. It's tough because you're competing at a high level, and to get back to that level, you got to strain and gain, and it might – oh, wait, I just hope he gets back.
Well, I'm a flip the subject real quick if you boys don't mind, but kind of the same thing when you talking about bag of bones and cats that ain't been keeping it up, and I won't hold the line too long, but flipping to them Cowboys, man, it's training camp right around the corner, and – one player, man, and I'm a Cowboys fan. I live down here, can see the stadium. and go to the game. Not all of them. I ain't going to high side because them rough bitches high. However, that boy DeMarco Murray, man, like you said about Kyle Irving, man, this is second year. This is third year in the league. He ain't played a full season. DeMarco Murray, the running back for the Cowboys.
From Oklahoma. And if you did your research, he stayed hurt at Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Who's doing the drafting down there? Sorry, Jerry, you need to pass that torch.
Man,
the streets are talking.
They talking, fellas. They talking. You boys do a great job, man. Y'all keep it up, man.
Hey, TD, man, you know, L Boogie, tell them what to do.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
A girlfriend. I got you, baby.
Yeah.
I've been listening, man. Yeah, I've been listening, man. I'll let you boys go after this. But say, T-Ro, tell them what I've been doing for the last 2-3 days, man. I'm saying, dang, cuz, I got to get on the line. I'm sorry I missed your show. And you see it hit me this morning. I said, no, cuz, it's tonight. I've been
looking out, man.
There it is.
He been ready. He called me early this morning. I was like, oh, man, Ken Paul, go where I got you tonight. Just call in, baby. Mondays and Fridays. That's what we do. So, man, he been ready. You know.
You did. Say, man, thank you, boys, man. And it'll get live every time, man. I talk to you about
Mondays. We appreciate that.
TD, much love to you, baby.
No doubt,
yeah,
Monday. We'll see you in the asylum.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Last thing, man, is I'm going to tell a friend. Tell them just to tell a friend. Tell them I'm going to tell a motherfucking gal friend, man.
You daddy. That's what we looking for, man.
Tell a gal friend, man.
Tell a gal friend. You're that class, boy.
Yeah, man.
CD.
Tell them, y'all take some more callers, man. A pimp finna take one to the head. I'll just leave it at that, you dig?
Already. To the class, we go.
Well.
Yeah, L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? Much love to my dude calling in. Yeah, he was trying to get in. He thought he missed the show. So, you know,
man.
Couldn't wait. One of the first calls in on this side, so you know we had to get him on the line, you know?
Oh, man. We hotter. Listen to this, bro. It's a spot down here called Hot Sauce Williams that sell barbecue. And we hotter than them right now, man. I got people in the spot. Oh, man. On every block, man. I'm about to go over here on the 105. I just left 93rd, man. I was in the project. Now I'm about to go down here, 10-5, and handle it. Oh, man, it's going down. And then I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Charmaine, man. She got a show that airs on the internet, man. I'm going to get that information to you so we can start listening. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to the show, but we got to tell the people to listen to it too, man. We hot, man. Let's go.
Bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Shorty wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. I lay back, she go crazy. Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boy ring, get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from out that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got to be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million.
My niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting know. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building. Couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church.
I say church. Man, it's like church, man. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. My co-host, T-Rose, Jewels the G. And I'm your host, your boy, L Boogie. We've been hollering about Andrew Bynum. Was that a waste of time, or was it worth the investment? We talked about Monte Ellis coming to... We talked about Monte Ellis, I'm sorry, going to Dallas. And, like I said, black. Now we about to holler about something about this baseball, a.k.a. they call it the show when you're in the major leagues. And now the streets been talking about this guy, the Brom guy from the Milwaukee Brewers, Alex Rodriguez, and multiple other players that have been using performing enhancing drugs, a.k.a. PEDs, and from a Florida-based hospital, or I should say clinic, with steroids. It's been information leaked, information out. The snitch, the doctor, he's been saying that he's giving these guys drugs personally. Now, I've been hearing from the streets, a lot of these players, if found guilty, they want Randy Brown banned from baseball. I've been getting some surveys. I've been out in the streets. I've talked to a couple guys. I've been down to the Progressive Field, and I got a chance to wiggle up in there. Some guys say he should be gone. And some guys say he should be just banned for about a year. Some want him going for life. What's your take on that, Ro?
Oh, man. We just had to get into baseball. Right when we should be talking about the All-Star game, we up here talking about guys who are about to be suspended and what's about to happen and about the steroids and all of this. And, man, what a time to bring down the America's game. You know what I mean? This is America's pastime sport, man, baseball. And here we are in 2013 talking about steroids and what the doctor from the clinic, Dr. Boss, is about to do to spoil the history of America's favorite game of baseball. And let me tell you, Ryan Brown, yeah, you shouldn't have took that oath to just hold your tongue. It's a lot of people out there, L Boogie, that we've learned over the years who love to hate you and hate to love you. And he's one of those players who's stuck in the middle of that boat. And it's not a finer line than in baseball when you're trying to defend your favorite player against steroids. Because we all know that steroids was the last thing on baseball's mind until they actually decided to take a look at the steroid issue, and now it's been their main number one issue to make a lot of players, records and stats not really, put an asterisk by your stats, so to speak. And so I believe that Ryan Braun, no, you shouldn't be banned for life, you beat the first case, so you got some street cred. You all right? You only beat a steroid case and then got your sperm locked up and all your pee. You know what I mean? Got everything locked up in the freezer. You deserve to get a second chance because you beat it the first time. Now, A-Rod, it's a different story because it's up in the air. This is not the first time that his name has been associated with this, so it's nothing new for A-Rod. But there are going to be a lot of other players besides the two top named guys that are going to come out. But Ryan Braun to be suspended for the lifetime, I don't believe that. He beat the first case, so you got to give this guy another chance. If he's guilty, then, you know, now what do I look at? Do I look at baseball faulty or do I look at the system faulty? Because he beat it once, so you're going to tell me that because his name is on the list that, you know, he's guilty automatically? I don't believe that. So give him a year. You know, if he's guilty, give him a year. And A-Rod, you just have to talk A-Rod's up in the air. But there are going to be some other names that's going to come out. I just don't appreciate how baseball is just taking it to the next level when steroids was the last thing on their mind back in the day. That's why we have the, you know, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa's, and, you know, all those type of guys in trouble now. So, Ryan Braun, don't just take him out the game. Just suspend him. That's what I would do for a year.
I'm very, like you said, I'm in the middle. I'm in the fork of the road. But at the same time, I don't like how he, you know, what you call that? He bashed the people who takes the drug test, and he said that they didn't handle it right, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm a firm believer in you're innocent until proven guilty. You got to prove that I'm innocent. I might have did it, like in the streets. I might have did it, but you got to prove it. And like you said, he beat the first case. I'm with him. He didn't do it. I'm with him all the way, bro. But we know about A-Rod. But see, that's just how it goes. If you're affiliated with A-Rod, then you did it.
You did.
That's what they say. That's what they say. That's just like if I'm hanging out with a murderer, I'm hanging out with a murderer.
Right.
Did he do it? Who knows? But yeah. Hey, Ro, guess what, Ro? I done popped up on Hampton. I done popped up on Hampton. Hey, Jay, tell him I'm on Hampton. Oh, man, I done popped up on Hampton, bro. I told you I was going to get here, man, by the time I get him on Freestyle Friday, man. I'm on the block of Hampton 10-5. The world got to hear it, baby.
Hey, man, now I know you ain't working at 100%. You know, you're about 85-90% with your situation. How you get down there so fast, man? You got some people trolling you around down there in the town?
Oh, man, I got the green-eyed bandit, man. I got Zeke riding me through the hood, baby.
You tell my big brother Zeke, I say, what's the deal, motherfucker?
Hey, Zero said, what's the deal, motherfucker? You hear him in the background?
That's my dude.
Yeah, but
that's my dude.
But listen, if I didn't body somebody, you saw First 48. If my man did it and I'm with him, then I'm going to jail with him.
Right.
You feel me?
L Boogie, check this out, man. We got to jump into the asylum one more quick time, man. We got a coach on the line that want to really holler at you, man. So we gonna put him in real quick. Hey, caller, welcome to the Streets is Talking. You on the line with L Boogie and your boy T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, man? My name's Coach O, man. I'm calling to holler at my man L, man.
Oh, Coach O! What the deal, baby? How you doing,
baby?
Coach? Oh,
hey,
man, I appreciate you calling, though.
Man, I heard about the show last week, man. I've been on hold for about 50 minutes, man. So I'm looking forward to give me a little airtime. I just wanna get my point across. I wanna get my point across. I want the people to have their vote. You know?
Hey, no doubt. Streets is Talking, baby. So whenever
go ahead, what you think? Tell me what's on your mind, O.
I wanted to talk about two areas I wanted to cover on the basketball side, man. I wanted to cover the Cavs, a little bit about the draft, a little bit about Bynum, and I wanted to holler about a little project, something I'm working on. But let's talk about Bynum first, man. Let's get into that. Man, when you're talking about a team, a franchise like the Cavs, an organization like them, you have to take a risk. And a risk factor involves certain things for a franchise like the Cavs. So they got to come and put out a little extra money, take a chance with a guy like Andrew Bynum. He may not be 100%, may not be what they really need, but if he so happens to heal up and get half decent, then you get some other pieces that you can work with. You kind of solidify your baseline. Because right now you got Anderson Varejão, who's an injury prone guy. You bring him in, he's injury prone. But if Bynum gets somewhat healthy with Kyrie, Deion Waiters, and those guys, you're in better shape. The thing with Deion is, I mean, not Deion, but Kyrie. See, like Kyrie needs to get in the weight room, man. Yeah, he needs to do more physical conditioning. He's a little guy flashing to the basket, man. He keeps getting hit. He keeps getting hurt. And what you said earlier, Al, was so real, is that once you get hurt, keep getting injured, it's like one thing after another keeps happening. One thing after another. Look at from Deion, from D-Wade on down, when a guy gets hurt, he just keeps getting hurt because your body is being put so much stress on your body consistently on trying to get back 100%, and they force you to come back early when you're in the pros. You know how that is, because your job is to play. Your job is to play. So they got to get you back ahead of time. You got to get back ahead of schedule. You can't be just relaxing, waiting, everything to heal up. That's your job. You can't call in sick every day, man. You don't work that way.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So I think them taking a chance on buying them, they ain't paying a whole bunch of money, but when you're a franchise like the Cavs, you got an owner like Gilbert that want to spend some money, want to talk trash. I'm going to win one ring before the so-called team win one. You know, he's a little bit behind schedule. So he got to pick up the pace. He's behind schedule. So he got to expedite this process. So when he see a guy out here, and he say, well, hey, man, we got to make a little bit more money on it. We got to put some money into it. Got to do what we got to do. They got to take that chance and go after a guy like a Bynum. They got to take that chance. You got to. And if he turn out to be a player, then, hey, you look great. Chris Grant, everybody look great. They look like general management staff. Everybody look like they on top of their job. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that with Coach Joe. Coach Joe, let me ask you about this. On this baseball situation, what's your thoughts now that the Dr. Bosch has been pressured so much that he needs to talk to Major League Baseball? Do you think that it's really going to go down with Major League Baseball, or do you think that they'll be able to get over this hump and continue to keep this game clean?
You know, I think, baseball it's kind of like football a little bit, man, where they both want to get that edge. They'll do anything to get that edge in baseball. So for the baseball guys, man, they make so much money, and baseball is even more political than the other sports, that those guys are willing to jeopardize their whole career for a couple of good years because they know they can get that free agent market, they can get that bigger payday, and baseball's money is guaranteed. Like basketball, they say, well, hey, man, they do get rid of me. Hey, I can do X, Y, Z, and I've already submitted my career. But I think
right.
The one thing about baseball is that it's going to be difficult to get it out the game. It's going to be difficult to get it out the game because the young players is seeing the success that the older players are having. So, therefore, you got to start at the grassroots level with those younger kids at that age group and explain to them, hey, this is the no-nos of using this performance-enhancing drug. This is the no-nos of using steroids because everybody really, to be honest, they're just chasing the payday. That's all they're chasing.
Right.
They're chasing the payday. They're chasing that big check, that big free agent salary. Because you see a guy like Bron. Bron got lucky and beat the case. He got lucky, beat the case. Somebody didn't write his name on the bottle or wrote the wrong name, guy's name on the piss bottle, so he beat the case, right? So, you know, he dies the bullet. So, but in essence, for him to go back to the well so soon, you know they're kind of looking at him already with skepticism and saying, well, hey, maybe this is a guy that we need to keep an eye on. We need to keep an eye on this guy. And he go back and do the same thing. He go right back to where he was before. you know, we already know A-Rod's a dirty guy, man. He's guilty as charged, man.
A-Rod's burning him up. Yeah, he tried to get away so slick with it with all the money he making. He makes so much money, he still can't get his information on Solid Rock. So, yeah, he done messed up. And he should have been able to get some silent witnesses to take care of his business, because with the people that was in his corner, he definitely guilty from the jump.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. A-Rod's a guilty guy, man. He's a guilty guy. You notice every time they come out on him, his numbers begin to slip. His numbers been slipping for the last 5 years. If they keep busting him, his numbers just been dropping and dropping and dropping. Because
he
depended on
it
before the Jones. He can't keep up with the Jones. You know, he can't keep up with them right now.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
To this. Let me tell you about A-Rod, man. Let me tell you about A-Rod.
Yes, sir.
He's a Aaron Hernandez. He duped us. We got one ring out this guy, man. I want to get him whacked. Where my people at? I'm on 10-5 and Hampton, man. If they don't know if they don't know the site, it's www.blogtalkradio.com. Streets is talking, man. 347-855-889-69 p.m. Hey, Coach O.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir.
I got one more question for you before we let you go and get you out of your asylum. What do you think about Dwight Howard? And I'm going to say this about Dwight Howard. I think he's already reached his potential. He's on the ceiling. He can't get no better. What do you think, Coach?
I think Dwight Howard is one of those type of players that's kind of in that. He's not with that upper echelon mode. When you get that upper echelon mode, that's some guys that want to be the best they can be. I don't think Dwight Howard really want to be the best he can be. I think Dwight Howard is cool where he's at. He's cool. You know, he's an all-star. Dwight Howard's an all-star. For what's out here in the NBA, he's an all-star. He's a monster athlete at 16. He's a freakish athlete at 16. So when you're talking about a guy that want to be the greatest, he ain't pushing himself to be the greatest. He's cool where he at. When I heard a lot of reports was he wanted to go to L.A. because he want to boost his act and his entertainment career. You let the basketball, that's what everybody know you for, that's going to take care of everything else. That's going to take care of everything else. If you win enough games, win enough championships, you go into one of the most storied franchises in the history of the NBA. You got two. You got the Celtics and you got the Lakers. They're the two most storied franchises in the history of the league. So when you play for one of them two teams, they already expecting greatness out of you. Only thing you got to do is just step up and do the thing. He has to step and do the thing. And he's already playing with a great player. He's already playing with a great player. Now, the only thing I knock about his situation was they really didn't say they had the ideal plan for him. They didn't say they had the ideal plan for him. They knew what type of talent they were getting, but they didn't know what type of personality they were getting. So since they didn't know what type of personality they were getting, it came up a little short, and he was like, "Hey, man, I'm jumping ship."
Right. Right. Well,
Coach O.
Yes, sir.
Coach O.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I hate to tell you this about Dwight Howard, but he's MBG. Nothing but garbage.
He's just nothing but garbage. I think
he's nothing but garbage. And listen to this. His heart pumped Kool-Aid. They told me that in the street. He's 6'10", and he need to go see the Wiz because he's a 10 man. He ain't got no heart. The streets is talking, man. They just told me on Hampton Boulevard on 10-5, Cleveland, Ohio. 44105, baby.
So he
has
the heart to get it done. He ain't gonna make a difference in Houston. You don't think he gonna make a difference? He gonna change it from what the 8th seed to about the 5th seed, 4th seed. You don't think he gonna get him in that upper that home court advantage round? You don't think he gonna get him in that home court?
Hey, Ron.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Hey, Ron. Guess what?
Talk. What's the deal?
I just popped into Big Daddy. Hold on.
Say, how you doing? I'm in Big Daddy's Delicatessen, man. Hold on.
Hey, hello there.
I'm at Big Daddy's, man. I just ordered me a Polish boy with rings, man. I'm home, baby. No doubt. Dan, hold on. I need you to get out.
1206 East 105.
There it is, baby. Come get you some good food, some good barbecue, man. Polish boys, man, and some good wings. I'm telling you. When we come back, we got the Freestyle Friday. I got my Stego Dre, and he gonna flow like we in the cypher in front of the light, man, in front of Big Daddy, man. While I'm eating my Polish boy, bro. Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
With three snitches, man. I hit up every club in your city. Where niggas at? I be in every club in the hood. Where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stun like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the '80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something? Look at his chain. Wide step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play, Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench more. R.I.P. Up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm jumped in the motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry, she think she Holly.
My beard out, man. The 5-0 just rolled past, man. You know, the streets is talking, man. We don't be pulling no punches, man. We the hottest thing, and we hotter than Arizona, man. We won seven. They won 17. We won 27, baby.
There you go.
Streets
all day
talking
long,
with
baby.
A zero, and that's not a typo.
No typo.
Hey, bro.
Yo. Yo, L Boogie, we got to go to the asylum, man. We got a couple more callers, man, keeping it hot, man. And we're going to jump right to it so we can hurry up and get to Freestyle Friday. Because I know you got a special C-Town freestyle flow that you want to get on the line. So, you know, let's hurry up and get to the callers, man. Let's take it back out to the D, man. Let's go to D. Let's go to the newlywed guy. You know what I'm saying? The newlywed. Mr. Hudgens, Skeetamo Jiggins Johnson the third. What's happening?
Man, what it do, what the business is and what it ain't, man.
Oh, man, it's Freestyle Friday. It's hot as a mother. And, man, I know you can't wait, but before we get to that, we've been talking about what's going on. Now, when I was down there in Dallas with you, we were all excited about Andrew Bynum being a possibility of becoming a Dallas Maverick. But now, this morning, he decided that he was going to go with the Cleveland Cavaliers. What's your thoughts about that there, Skeetamo?
Well, you know, I would have liked to see the old young dude down here with his little afro, you know what I'm saying, in the D. But, you know, the money talk, you know what I'm saying, and I ain't mad at him. You know, he went where the dollars was because we wasn't going to pay him what he thought he was worth. And, you know, the ball keep bouncing. We got old Monte, and we do need a big man.
What do you thought about Monte Ellis joining the Dallas Mavericks?
I love it, man. I love it. I actually see progress, you know what I'm saying, because he can dash, he can slash, he can pass, he can shoot. Can he get us to the playoffs?
Yeah. First time in 12 years that the Dallas Mavericks missed the playoffs last season, and hopefully Monte Ellis can bring the funk and get it in. You know what I mean? And we've also been talking about this steroid issue and in baseball, and there are a lot of big-name players that are going to be coming out. A-Rod and Ryan Braun are the top two players that they've been talking about. Do you think that this steroid thing is getting overwhelming in baseball, or do you think they need to let it go and just let these guys perform the way that they've been performing?
You know, I honestly think that this is something that's old. You know, it's been going on, and so they've come addicted to that drug. You know, it's just like cigarettes. You get addicted, you know, and then you can't stop. And it makes you perform better. You know, it makes you last longer. It's a long season, 182 games. You know, they need a little boost, you know, sometimes. Wow. Energy drink ain't just going to do it for you. So, you know, and that's probably been going on since Babe Ruth now. You know, they just now trying to bring it to our attention. But this stuff been going on for years. They ain't took away none of them boys' medals or, you know, they accolades or nothing like that. I just think, you know, it's political. Trent, you know, they just want to be in the paper. They want to get some money out of some people. So, you know, it's all a
right.
money game, man.
All a money game. I feel you on that one, man. I feel you on that one. Chris Paul on Monday went ahead and finalized his deal with the Los Angeles Clippers, signing a 5-year, $107 million contract to stay with the Clippers. What's your thoughts on that?
Wow. For 5 years? If I can count.
5 years, $107 million.
Yeah, if I can count, that's like he gonna get like what, $22 million a year?
Yeah, somewhere up in there.
Wow, is he that good?
He the money speaks.
$22 million a year, and this guy gets hurt often.
We don't want to put him in the BOB category just yet. We want to keep him.
I ain't gonna say he's a BOB or MBG, but the the boy gets—he's fragile. You know, he like one of them China boxes. It say fragile. You know, on the back.
Fragile. Handle with care.
Yeah. Handle with care. There you go, L. Yeah, with the little red fragile sign on the side, man. You know, I don't think he ain't gonna make 82 games, so I wouldn't pay him $22 million a year. But you know, if the Clippers think that that's their best fit, then so be it, you know. When he go down, who is this backup?
Yeah, they got rid of Eric Bledsoe, so the time will tell, you know. I'm pretty sure the Clippers are going to still make some moves later on. We'll see what happens. Hey, Skeetamo, let me ask, you ready for this Freestyle Friday?
Hey, man, I stay ready, man. My mama told me stay ready, and you ain't got to keep you from getting ready. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's a great piece of information to be handed out to. Hey, man, hold the line. We're going to get back in this style. And you know what, man? We'll get right back at you so we can hear you spit on this Freestyle Friday. You feel me?
Man, one love, maximum respect. I'm out.
One love. Hold the line. Yeah, L Boogie, we're going to jump into this style, man. We gonna keep it moving. We got our big brother on the line, big brother Omar, who just got off work and ready to chop it up with us. So we gonna bring him in real quick. Big brother Delmar, you on the line with us?
Yep.
Damn.
Hey.
What's the deal?
What's going on, man?
Hey man, we gonna fall out, dog.
I'm telling
the whole world, man. I'm telling the whole world, man, you gonna fall out, man.
No, we ain't, man. That's my brother to the world. I'm getting over there, man. We supposed to get together, man. I know. I've been riding around with
you
the kids, man.
You having too much fun in the land. I know you seeing the kids and everybody, but you take your ass back to Phoenix, Arizona without seeing me. No, I'm going to be down there on the next flight right behind you.
That's what I got to do to get you out there. Then that's what I got to do to come out there to the Valley of the Sun and get some of this cactus sun then. Get you a suntan. What do you think about the Andrew Bynum pickup? I know you're a Cavs fan.
Well, I would tell you this. It's a good pickup and it's a bad pickup. $6 million that he's going to get, that's nothing. If he pan out, a lot of people going to jump on the bandwagon. If he don't, everybody going to be pissed off.
Don't you think that's the Cleveland story, though? Ain't that the Cleveland story? We get guys that's on their last leg and hope that they do something.
He's not on his last leg. He's 25 years old. And with the way the doctors and rehab and everything going now, he can bounce back.
You think? You think he can bounce back?
I think, hey, the Cavs making moves. They got him. They got Jack to back up Kyrie. Man, we making moves, baby. That 6, 7, 8 spot is wide open for us to make it this year. That's with or without Bynum.
I said earlier, that the way Cleveland is making moves, I would have to give them a B+, or A- type of grade, because it seems to be that they're the only team making some noise besides where all the other big guys are going. So I give props to Cleveland.
I agree with you, T-Roy. I agree, man. They making moves, man. And I think they can, if Bynum don't play, he got $6 million. Okay, I think the Cavs still can make some noise.
Yeah.
I hope you guys
are able to do so. Jared Jack is a great addition, you know, because if nobody's scoring, you can bet that Jared Jack is going to put up the ball so that at least his numbers will be shown in the scorebook. So, yeah, you guys are doing good. Got all the big men that you need to work it down low. And just hopefully Kyrie can make it to where he can play more than 45, 50 games. If he can do that,
hey,
I believe you guys got a great shot at doing something big down there.
Hey, I agree with you, T. I was telling the guys in the barbershop, we need Kyrie to be healthy, man.
Listen to this.
I'm going to tell you about Kyrie Irving.
Tell
me about him, L Boogie.
Listen to this. I hope they don't throw me through the window at Big Daddy's Deli. Good food to go. Kyrie Irving is nothing but garbage right now in my book. He only played 40 or 50 games a year. And he's up in the strip club talking about bands that make me dance. Bands that make her dance. We got to get Kyrie Irving in the weight room. He needs to be in the weight room. Instead of lifting them fucking cut holes up above his face, he needs to be lifting weights up above his face, man.
That's an all-star you talking about.
And remember this, you know that all the women do in Cleveland is suck the athletes dry. Let's do the history. DeJuan Wagner, how many games did he play? They sucked him dry. Gerard Warren, how many games he played? They sucked him dry. Brandon Edwards, how many games or years did he play? They ran his bitch ass out of town. He from up north. He from Michigan. We didn't need him anyway.
Man, you've been smoking that good kush today or something, because Kyrie is a all-star, baby.
Listen,
we don't need an all-star.
Listen, they need an all-star. We need to get to the playoffs so we can get some money in the city. I've been in the city too long. I gotta get out of here, man. It's potholes in my line, man. Look at the streets, man. We got to get some playoff games with Kyrie, man. Forget all this. He's an all-star. We need some playoffs. We need to be playing in April, man.
It's going
to
happen. It's going to happen this year, and you going to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm going to let you know what it is come next year in May. You're going to be like, okay, May and April, you're going to be on that bandwagon, baby.
Hey, listen to this. I hope so.
You're here T-White ripping on Dallas like you be ripping on Cleveland.
You know why I rip on Cleveland? Because I love the bitch. She be breaking my heart all the time. The fumble, the drive, the shot. I can't love her no more, man. I can't love the city no more, man. I love her too much, man. I had to let her go, man. She broke my heart too many times, man.
Whatever. T1, let's talk about Dallas. Let's talk about Monte. That was a good pickup y'all got, baby.
Thank you very much. We needed that pickup very bad. You know what I mean? Since we got rid of O.J. Mayo. So I feel that we're going to be all right now that we got somebody who can score and help Dirk get some of them points up, up there.
Y'all got somebody big time to help Dirk. Monte Ellis, he's not a Jason Terry. He's not an O.J. Mayo. He's better than those guys.
Right,
he's better
right.
than those guys. He's not scared to go to the rack or nothing. That was a big pickup for you guys, man. Big pickup. I take my hat off to y'all.
Hey, man.
That's that Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban spends money.
Yeah, he spends money, but, you know, he let a lot of people go last year. But I understand he was trying to get the White House, but we don't want that cupcake. I'm glad he's in Houston. But
that's
I just
right.
hope that with the pieces that we have to our puzzle, he keeps working on it and making moves like Cleveland because we need a couple more pieces to make our world go round. So hopefully, you know, Mark Cuban will spend a couple of extra cheese to get some boys that we need.
Hey, you know who's not making no moves that's pissing me off?
Who is that?
My damn Lakers, man. The Lakers ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, that's
they
a tough one.
They disappoint me, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there, Delmar. And, you know, hey, it is what it is, but we all know the Lakers can be in this type of mode because give them a year, you never know what's going to happen that following year. So they can retool real
quick. Kobe is my favorite player. I'm a Kobe fan. Kobe don't have much time. I need him to get another ring. He need another ring or two, man.
Yeah, you're right about that. I agree with you on that one. Well, Big Brother Delmar, man, we appreciate you calling in. Hopefully, old Boogie will be able to get over there where you at. You know what I mean? But we got a couple more people in the silo before we get it to this Freestyle Friday. So you know how we do it, man. Well, hopefully, we'll be able to holler at y'all Monday.
Hey, T-White.
Yo.
I want to say congratulations to your cousin on that marriage, man. Congratulations.
Oh, man, you know what it is. Appreciate the love, baby. Appreciate the love.
Man, listen to this. Hey, Ro, I need you to mute old Big Brother Big Brother Delmar, because what I'm about to say, he ain't going to like it. Kobe Bryant is one of the best to ever do it. But right now, guess what? He BNB, man. He's a bag of bones. I'm sorry to tell you that, man. They in the lottery next year, man.
You better be lucky I put Big Brother on mute, man. He would have cussed you out on that one. He would have cussed you out on that one.
Stay in the Andrew Wiggins sweepstakes, man.
Hey, stop that, man. Hey, we got one more caller, man. It's a silent, man, before we get to Freestyle Friday. And it's the one and only Big Brother Mac down there in the D. Big Brother Mac, you all on the line with us, baby?
Man, listen, man. I'm listening to y'all cast. L, my man, what's happening?
What you kill, Max Miller, baby?
You, my man, T, what's happening? Congrats to your people on that marriage, man. But, man, listen, let me tell y'all something. Oh, man, I'm listening to all y'all cast with y'all opinions, man. Of course, this is a station for opinions. That's what makes this station a station. Now, listen, man, L, you cannot say that Kobe Bryant is a bag of bones, man.
Yes, he is. He's a bag of bones right now as we speak.
Okay, But listen, now, hear me out on this, AOT. Hear me out on this. Of course he's a bag of bones, man. He's at the end of his career, just like Bone Thugs and Harmony back in the days. A lot of people was dissing them, but you cannot diss somebody who is multi-platinum. You cannot diss Kobe Bryant because he have, what, four or five rings? You cannot diss that guy. So he's not going to be like Michael Jordan going out at the top of, you know, at the end of his career, on the top of his career like he is in his prime of his career. You got to think about that, okay? You got to respect Kobe Bryant, man. How many of y'all L.A. fans out there listening right now, man, you got to respect Kobe Bryant, you know. Yeah, he's a bag of bones, you know what I'm saying? He came fresh out of high school. So, therefore, he's still young, NBA age, but he did not do 4 years in college. So, fresh out of high school, he's super old, just like LeBron will be super old. Now, let's weigh in on LeBron, you know what I mean? You know, the Cavs, I think, just my opinion, from what I see, we all can look out of the same window, but guess what? We got different views. We all have on the same year, the same color, the same everything, Air Jordan, but guess what? We walk down different paths. Now,
right.
Check this out. My opinion, when LeBron is done after 2014 season, okay, I think that he is coming back to the Cavs. That's why they're rebuilding, because if LeBron going to come back to the Cavs, he's not going to have nothing, no lesser than what he has over in Miami. Now, that's just my opinion now. That's just my opinion.
I feel you.
Know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know, I want to weigh in on something else with y'all, man. You know, the NBA, you know, they just making a huge mistake, you know what I'm saying, by having these cats, you know, fresh out of the league, Rasheed Wallace and my man Jason Kidd, fresh out of the league, fresh to the bench. You know what I'm saying? They just simply got to be on the bench for a long time before they able to even think about being a coach. You know what I'm saying? What's my man name? He was up under Phil Jackson with the Lakers about, what, 5, 6 years? And he still haven't got, you know, his chance to shine as a being a coach in the league. I forgot the dude's name, but he won a couple of rings with the Lakers. But anyways, you know, you just can't go fresh out of the league or to being on the bench, man, because ESPN made this big old thing about how good, how much of an impact would Rasheed Wallace be over in Detroit, where he's originally from. What is he going to do? What impact is he going to make on the bench, him or Jason Kidd? I don't think they're going to do that good. Why? Because they got to have experience on the bench, even though that they've been on the court. Y'all think about that, man. But that's just my thing. I want y'all to weigh in on it. How y'all feel about that, man?
Go ahead, Ro. Chirp in first.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'm like you, man. I feel you 100% on everything you said. It's just the way that it is, man. It ain't too much that we can really do about it. And if he try to make moves back to where he came from, what are you left with? It's like what you say. He's not going to get
right.
much more than what he just left. So if he comes back, yeah, great for him, but you're going to have to do a whole lot more than what you did your first attempt at trying it out there. So, that's a tough one. You know, I feel you. I'm with you, Mac, on that one. I ain't going to even knock it. I'm with you. It'll just be different. That's what I would say.
Right. Now, check out my man Mark Price from the Cavs. L, who know Mark Price better than the Cavs than me and you? He's on the bench with Jordan and company, Charlotte Bobcats. Is he a head coach? No. He's on the bench getting, you know, he's making all his bones right now. He's peeping the game out from by far. But in the next 5, 7 years, he'll be ready to be a head coach. He was all that with the Cavs. But, you know, Jordan did not hire him as being the head coach to sit on the bench. You know what I'm saying? It's a different look, man. Like I said, we can both be looking out of the same window but have different views, okay? We can be 15, 17 years in the league like Jason Kidd, but we'll never be a Mark Jackson, Phil Jackson.
You know what I'm saying? All these other elite coaches, man. Think about it. You know, Mark Jackson was out of the league, what, 5, 7, 8 years before he became a head coach? He got Golden State wide open. They're going to be an elite team in the next 2 or 3 years. If my man, you know, can get some more players over there. But other than that, what's your boy name, CP3? Man, he said the whole NBA can go ahead and kick rocks. He is re-signing a 5-year deal for 108, 107+. What, 47 guaranteed, something crazy like that? Why?
Because
he got my man Doc Rivers over there. He's smart, man. He could have easily went anywhere in the league. A lot of teams will be kicking and scratching to get Chris Paul. Why? Because he's an elite point guard. Now, I heard y'all lightweight hating on my man Kyrie Irving 20 minutes ago, but guess what? In the next 3 or 4 years, Kyrie Irving's going to be the next elite point guard, just like Chris Paul, if he will get
right.
And continue to get all of that help over there with him. You can't knock nobody that's an all-star. So what? The Cavs ain't nothing right now, but if your boy Gilbert was smart, like he's doing those quick and loans, he'd be so quick to get you a mansion or a house. I tell him to get some elite players over there so we can win a ship.
Right. Right.
But that's just my opinion. That's my opinion.
And listen to this.
Exactly.
CP3 ain't even worth that $106 million, man. He ain't worth
$106 million.
Hell no.
Oh,
CP3 ain't worth no $106 million. He's a point guard. He ain't did.
Right.
Listen. He ain't even got. Listen. That kid is decent. He's not worth $106 million. He ain't even over 6 feet. He ain't taller than me, man.
That don't even matter. But, Elam, I got to disagree with you. Strongly disagree with you. Who knows better than an elite point guard making all your teammates better on the court than you being our leader on the football field? Okay, I told you this a couple weeks ago, El, all right? A point guard is a quarterback on a football field, on a basketball court. Who know that better than you, El? So you cannot knock my man CP306, CP3, for being Live City over in L.A. as far as being the elite point guard. Him, Rondo, those are only two point guards that are elite, okay? But my man over in Golden State, he started to become elite. He hasn't really gained the knowledge as of making your teammates better around you. Let's think about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's my man name in Golden State? Who has a little mix up? Steph Curry. He is not going to be, and he's a good point guard, but not a great point guard. He's still making his bones. He's still, you know what I'm saying, getting his feet wet, okay? So, therefore, the next 2 or 3 years, he will be an elite point guard. Why say elite? Why? It comes with experience, okay? Chris Paul, have experience. All right? Y'all got to think about
Curry.
That, man. Kyrie Irving, he's going to be an elite point guard in the next 2 or 3 years. Why? It comes with experience. I'm telling you, man.
Listen to this, Mac. You saw the movie Scarface, right?
Right.
You remember the scene with the cop named Mel? You remember that, right? When he got shot, and I'm about to say this. Wait a minute. Steph Curry is a bag of bones, too. You better watch it. You like a lot of guys that stay in MASH, man. I'm on 105, man. We about to go to commercial. When we come back, I got my Tego Dre, man. We going to be flowing from off the block 105.5 to Cleveland, Ohio, man. Let's do it.
Hey, Ayo, is that
no
Superior St. Clair? Ayo, is that
Superior
St. Clair Wayne Park?
We close to Superior, man. We about to Corey Rick, man. We close to Corey, man. Let's do it, man. And listen to this. This the streets is talking, and this the hood call right here. Shut up. That's the hood call, baby. You already know, Mac.
All right, man. I got y'all, man. Hey, T, you owe me one, man.
No doubt.
You know what it is. You know
my
what
man
it is.
My man L, much love, baby. See town.
Yeah.
No doubt. Hey, man,
later.
I got to get out of here, man. This is getting thick, man. I got to go. I got to get back to Phoenix, man. Bro, when we come back, man, you know, we got my man Mr. Savvy coming, man. It's real, man. Skeetamo, and I'ma lead it off, man. You know, I'm a tweeter, man. You already know. Streets is talking, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 PM Eastern time. www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking0. And you can get at me, LBoogie15 on the Twitter, and let me know how you feel, man. Let's go, Ro. They can't kill the vibe, baby. Oh, we drinking Wild Irish Rose on the block, man. It's frenzy. Let's do it. Okay. Oh man, we had a short commercial, man. The streets is talking. We back. We back in the asylum. It's your boy, man, L Boogie, and T Row, and Jewel's the G. Hey, T Row.
Yo.
Hey, man. Hold on. Somebody want to say something, man. Hold on, man. Say what's up to your boy T Row, man. Hold on, man.
What up, motherfucker?
What's up, motherfucker? That's my boy Zeke right there. What's up with the green eye?
Zeke V right here on the block on 10-5 in Hampton in front of Big Daddy's with Boo Meeks, L Boogie. We got Montego Dre about to lace the show in a minute. So savvy. You know what I mean?
Hey.
I'm just privileged and honored to be on the show tonight. I want to say what's up to all the followers, all the listeners out there. You know what I mean, T-Ro?
Hey, Big Z, let me tell you something, baby.
What?
Down there in the D,
what
man, you got much love for the D, man. A couple of family members down there in the D, man.
I love it. Shout out to the D, man. I spent 7 years down in the D, man.
You know? Yes, you did. Yes, sir. A lot of people ask about the skills of this day, man. Lil' Hen, Big Hen. Sweet Hick, you know, Chicken, Tierra, man, all everybody sent out their love, man. And you know what I mean? Everybody said, what's up, Ziggy Ziggy?
No doubt.
That's what, man, you better start getting on the show, man. You know, you're my big brother from another mother, man. You better start getting on the show, man.
No doubt, T-Ro. No doubt. Hold on, T-Ro.
That's my dude.
Bro, you know we deep, man.
Yeah,
we
did. That's what's up.
Oh, man.
Hey, we got 20 minutes left on the show, man.
Hey, listen. 6-5 just pulled up, man. We just had to do a quick jump, you know what I mean? So we back, man. Let me keep. Oh, man. I got Ray Money in the spot, man. I got G. I got the whole 10-5 crew, man. Hey, yo, what's up to the popo? Hey, listen, man. We rolling, baby. For real, man. Oh, man, I gotta get him over here. Officer such and such, I gotta get his badge number, man. We wrong, man. Flat out, man. I'm gonna get his license plate. We gonna put him on the www. That's World Wide Web, man. We gonna get him on, man. Hold on, let me look at his license plate, bro. Oh, 549, man. Got your license plate, man. You already know, man. We in the asylum, man. They got to throw a kite, man. I think they threw me a kite. I got to get my Gigo on, man. I got to get Mr. Savio, man. Hold on, man. Hold on, hold on. Let me start the freestyle off right quick, man. Can I start it off right quick, man? I'm gonna give you a Corey Rex, Son of Good Marshall, you know what I mean? Right quick, man.
Well, let's do it then.
You know what I'm saying?
This freestyle,
listen to this, man. I'm like LeBron in game 7 with my jump shot. All these niggas is tripping because Boo Mix is so hot. I'm chilling with Montego Dre up under the light. The broad looking at me because she see my fat knot is so tight. She want to come over here and get some of this joint. I told her she better suck it to the point. I ain't tripping because I'm a PG that's there for point guard. And you know when I'm in the asylum, I'm always going to go hard. They tripping because I got an 89 flow but a 2013 swag. I be tripping because I don't even be false flag. I'm straight up 10-5 and half height. These niggas is tripping because I'm beyond their height. Oh, man, I'm fine under the light. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it to Montego J, man, because I can't do this shit all night. Hold on, man. Let me put him on, man. Hold on, man. Yo, what up, dog? Got Meeks with me, man. Streets is talking radio. What's good? We out here in East 105 rapping Popo all on us. But we moving. The show must go on. The show must go on. But check this out, though. Meeks, this how we do it. You ain't got to ask where I'm from. You already know. Brown cares why who want to fit it anywhere I go. Catch me saying low. Niggas hanging for what? We on the block. It's a pressure freestyle. I'm still popping off. Come on, Meeks. They know how we dwell. I'm on the block with Swollen. Him and him, he ain't hit the move. We cruise by. They looking. We still talking. It's a freestyle. Fuck it. I'm rhyming. I'm still walking. The hoes still hawking. I'm lying. Them niggas hating. This nigga wants the phone and shit. He want to spit. I'm going to get on the mic, Ray Money. Get him the lick. I'm going to holler at L. Me. Fuck it. Get him the bitch. We going to sit back and pull up. Nigga, we blow up in the spot. See, them niggas hating. But they won't even show up. And this a re-freestyle. Look, I'm sluttering it. I'm geek. I'm fucked up. Push up in the truck like, what's up? Got your bitch with me. Get with me. Niggas see me on the block with the shit. They want to stick me. But it ain't going like that. Hit that nigga with the 40, leave him on the ground. That's that. My nigga Meeks in the background, too. It's just like, though, man, we just fucking around, though. Really, though, for real, though, like 6'5 was behind us, the police. I swear to God, looking at us and this movement going around. So I'm trying to rap, and I'm looking at niggas nervous on this bitch. Niggas running in a restaurant and shit. No, for real. Real shit. I couldn't even get a hold to the floor, though, because it was real, though. You feel me? This nigga Meeks up here. I don't know. You feel me? He damn near tied his shoe up. Check this out, though. You listen to my man.
I feel you.
He's damn near tied. His shoe up, though, man. It's crazy out here right now, though, man. But I'm going to get back, man. Man, I love you, Meeks. You know what I mean? You came through. Show love, man. Everybody tuning in. You know what I mean? But it's crazy up here right now, man. I'm trying to. I got a guy to myself, man. But anyway, it's so savvy. Montego Dre. Yeah,
like Dre, man, we appreciate the love, baby. You know what I mean?
Next
Friday, call in and do your thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Like you say, Dale Kyrie, go.
Man, get your shit up. No doubt.
That's what it is, though, buddy.
Knock down like Mark Crack.
No doubt. Oh, man, listen, man, it's hot.
Graduator.
No doubt.
Go ahead and knock him down like Mark Crack.
Right.
We got Biden down low now.
Right. Hey, if you find cash in the asylum, man, I need him, man. If you see cash in there, man, after Skeeter Mo come in, man, we need him, man. Cash, if you out there, man, we appreciate you listening. You and Bill, man, we got to get him in the asylum, bro. It was hot,
you
man.
You already know. And you know Skeeter Mo, Jiggy Johnson III has been waiting, man. So we're going to go ahead and dial in the asylum, pull this guy back out. We can go ahead and lace us up with something. Skeeter Mo, you back on the line, baby. Hey, you know what the business is, man.
Yes, sir, man. You know what the deal is, man. We don't even need to give you no introduction. You know, you're a little bit famous on this live right now. So whenever you're ready, you know what it is. It's all yours, baby.
Hey, man, world welcome. Hey, you the most, Arthur Jenkins Jr. the third, man. One more time on the ground and on your mind, huh? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so how can I start off the jalapeno plus the hot sauce? Gold rim chrome knockoffs, don't make me knock your block off. Pop off and get popped at. If you hate the nigga, gon' stop that. I'm the top cat with the top hat. Don't fuck around with them cops or rats. Me and my wife, it be cooling like some ices. And I can give a fuck about which nigga don't like me. Wanna knife me, wanna fight me. Nigga better use them Nikes. I'll run you out them shits, nigga. Sound like y'all some bitch niggas. Me and my people figures getting deeper and deeper. So fucking deep, we got Ben Franklin a sleeper. Money, I wipe my ass with it. Don't believe me, go and ask my last bitches. And yeah, I'm on that five, nigga. Dragon kisses.
Dragon killing on the ass.
Ew.
Ew.
Man, what we? Man, it's, man, listen, man. When we go, when we go, when we go big, man. I'm telling you, Skeet Mo. You gotta get the intro together, man. Let's go, man. That boy hotter than boy. The fireworks is on the 4th, but he bringing them on the 12th, ain't he?
You know what it is,
man.
He's newly married, man.
Guess
so
what?
I think he got a new outlook on life with the. You know what I'm saying? He married, feeling good. That boy just be flowing like it ain't nothing.
Man, that was the marriage flow right there, boy.
Yeah, buddy. Skeeter Mo, how you feel? What you got in your cup down there?
Hey, man, we drinking salt water like some sharks down here, man.
Ooh. Oh, man, going on hungry. See, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. Hey, man, you know every Friday, man, we can always count on this one guy, Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins III. Coming through hard, repping deep, 5,000 block down there at the park. You know what it is, Keita Mo, man. You know we appreciate the love, man. And once again, man, you know, welcome to the married life, you newlywed. You and my sis.
Yes, sir.
All ready. That's how I go.
This is right
here.
No doubt.
With you, baby? You still up in the eatery?
What's the deal, Ro? We got some more in the asylum on the freestyle game?
That's it, man. No more the rap game going on for Freestyle Friday, man. Y'all killed it. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you. Much love to Jewel, to G, everybody in the D that I saw, all the callers that always call in. You know how we do it, man. We just trying to expand your mind. You know what I mean? If you got time to call us, man, hit us up on Mondays and Fridays, 347-855-8896. You know, we go hard. You can always check yourself out at the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a zero. And that ain't no typo. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to my fam. You know what I mean? Give a shout out to the Arizona Bulldogs. We take off, man, next week to Las Vegas. So on Friday, I'll be doing the show from Las Vegas, man. We got a basketball tournament we got to go shout out to. And hopefully we'll be able to do big things with the young squad. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Big Daddies, man. Let me post up and do the show live, man, from the spot, man. They let me, you know what I'm saying, lauder in front of the spot because they could have called the police on me on it, for real. You know what I mean? But Big Daddy, let me do the show. And listen to this. If you want a good Polish boy, if you in Cleveland, Ohio, you visiting, you a tourist, well, you got to come and get in and get out. Call it in beforehand. And what's the number? Hold on. What's the number, boo?
421-1313-216.
You heard the area code. And if you want a sandwich, come to Big Daddy's, 105 and Hampton, babe. No doubt. Tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., 347-855-8896. And I just want to give a special shout out to all my guys, man. Hey, listen, I was bodyguard up, man. They didn't let nothing happen to me on the blocks, man. I'm telling you, man. Hey, listen. And the popo came through and made sure we was good. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man.
Special shout out to my family, man. This is my last show before I get out of here. I gotta go. I gotta get out of Cleveland, Ohio. I love you, home, but I gotta go. I'll be home Sunday, baby. I'll be there Monday to do the show from Phoenix, man. So, man, last show from the crib. It's been wonderful, man. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to the hood, Huff Heights, 10-5, 116th. D-Mac, I'm going to get over there before I leave, man. I leave Sunday. So, hey, special shout-out also to, you know, the producer, DJ Steph, man. He couldn't make it tonight, but we already know.
Yes, sir. Monday is the Baseball All-Star Show, so be ready for that. And we'll be doing the home run derby and all of that. So check us out.
Real.
I love you, brother.
Hold on.
Out there, baby.
No doubt. No doubt. Dre. Tell her. Hold on. Dre, tell him to tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. I got Mr. Savvy. Say, Dre.
I'm out, Joe. B, tune in, man. I'll get back with y'all, man. It's been great, B. Thanks for the love, baby.
And Danny, no. We out. Till Monday, we back into the cage, man. Then we'll be out on the asylum, man. Oh, yeah, what a feeling. Let's do it. So savvy.
You don't even know. Hey, that monster truck sit tall as fuck. So big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't eat more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, host don't need port. Bets on for it, button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's down all the pen shoes, you don't even know it. It's down all the pen lean, you don't even know it. Just have me no car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's down all the pen shoes, you don't even know. It's down all the pen lane, you don't even know. Just have me in the car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey, you turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't need none. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't need none. We came up from that, you don't even know. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know. This down on the best show, you don't even know. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know. This down on the best show, you don't even know. This down on the best lane, you don't even know. Just have me no car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know.
My niggas all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it.
Cannon.
Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.